This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog says a Russian-controlled nuclear plant in Ukraine was disconnected to its last external power line, but the facility is still able to run electricity through a reserve line and sustain shelling in the area. The International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi said in a statement Saturday that the agency's experts were told by senior Ukrainian staff that the fourth and last operational line was down. The three others were lost earlier during the conflict. The IAEA experts arrived on Thursday. Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev has been buried in Moscow after a ceremony attended by thousands of mourners but snubbed by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin's refusal to formally declare a state funeral reflects its uneasiness about the legacy of Gorbachev. Gorbachev has been venerated worldwide for bringing down the Iron Curtain, but reviled by many at home for the Soviet collapse and the ensuing economic meltdown that plunged millions into poverty. He died Tuesday at the age of 91, buried in a cemetery next to his wife. An apparent assassination attempt on the vice president of Argentina still raises questions about her security protocols and her habit of pressing the flesh with supporters. The Cristina Fernandez was greeting well-wishers on Thursday when a man in a crowd pulled out a gun, held it inches from her face, and pulled the trigger with a distinct click. The 38-caliber semi-automatic weapon eventually or evidently jammed, and the man was arrested later. This is VOA News. NASA's new moon rocket sprang another dangerous fuel leak Saturday, forcing launch controllers to call off their second attempt this week to send a crew capsule into lunar orbit with test dummies. The inaugural flight is now off for weeks, if not months. The previous try on Monday at launching the 322-foot Space Launch System rocket, the most powerful ever built by NASA, was also troubled by hydrogen leaks, though they were smaller. That was on top of leaks detected during countdown drills earlier in the year. After the latest setback, mission managers decided to haul the rocket off the pad and into the hangar for further repairs and system updates. Some of the work and testing may be performed at the pad before the rocket is moved. Either way, several weeks of work will be needed, according to officials. Pakistan has appealed to the international community for an immense humanitarian response to unprecedented flooding that has left at least 1,265 people dead. The request comes even as planes carried supplies to the impoverished country across a humanitarian air bridge. Pakistan's federal planning minister called for an immense humanitarian response, and the international attention to the devastation has increased as the number of fatalities and homeless have risen. According to initial government estimates, the devastation has caused $10 billion in damage. Multiple officials and experts have blamed the unusual monsoon rains and flooding on climate change. Three female Ivorian soldiers arrived home late Saturday after being detained for nearly 2 months in Mali, while 46 others remain jailed in a case that has heightened tensions between the West African neighbors. Togolese Foreign Affairs Minister Robert Doucy, whose country has been mediating the talks, said the three women were released as a humanitarian gesture by the Mali leader. And they said they're sad because the friends are still there and hope to be able to retrieve them very soon. That's according to one of the soldiers, Sita Bamba, who was released along with Awe Bakayo and Kangabag. The Ivory soldiers were sent to Mali in July to work for the an aviation service, a private company contracted by the United Nations. Recapping our top story, the head of the UN nuclear watchdog says that Russian-controlled nuclear plant in Ukraine was disconnected to its last external power line, but the facility is still able to run electricity through a reserve line and sustain shelling in the area. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.